Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Simply Jewel Atypical Podcast, where we talk about life struggles, encompassing health, wellness, and alternative approaches to medicine naturally. Your host is Simply Jewel. So let's get ready to heal the mind, body, and soul. She's atypical of the average. SimplyJewel.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Simply Jewel Atypical Podcast. We're back. Like we said, everybody, we're going to be talking about behaviors and do people really understand joy and happiness? What is it? Why do people look at the negative side all the time? Do we know how to find positive people or what? So what do you think, Dr. D? How are you this week?
I'm doing fine, thank you so very much. I really believe that not everyone understands that no matter what he or she does, a choice is being made. We make choices, and many times we think those choices come from the outside, that they're being forced on us. And I don't believe that's true. I can remember when my daughters were growing up and they did that preteen and teen years, they'd get up whining, "I don't feel well, I can't find this, blah, blah, blah." And I would say to them, "You decide right now how your day is going to be. If you say your day is going to be miserable, I can guarantee you, you'll have it in spades. If you say your day is going to be fantastic, you might have to work on it a little bit, but I guarantee you, at the end of the day, you're going to say, I had a fantastic day." And so I believe we choose rather whether to be happy or to be miserable. What is that saying? A smile is just a frown turned upside down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. You see, and I believe that too. But can I say this? The mind is a muscle, the brain. Can we say that people have to know how to change that mindset? I think if they don't know how to change that mindset, they stay in that negative mindset. Well, you know, because you were able to tell the girls, you pick your poison, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they changed their attitude.
Well, they had no choice. Many people act as if all choice, all decision making has been taken over by some mysterious power. It's not true. We are, as individuals, so powerful that I think that sometimes the fear of power is what affects people more than the fear of failure. You know how to handle failure, but how would you handle it if you felt the power that is born within you? We're made in the image and likeness of God. Now, you may not want to call him God, but you can call him whatever you want to call him or it or however you refer. Mm-hmm. But as a Christian, and I don't say that in any religious terms, But as a Christian, I know, because my parents taught me, that God is the most powerful spirit in the world. And that I was made in his image and likeness. And I was not to do things that would bring disfavor on God, because I was looking at God. Just as my father would say, you're a tailor. You're a tailor, like you're a Rockefeller, but you're a tailor. And I expect more from you than what I'm seeing right now. So we have to acknowledge, first of all, the power that's in that DNA. You know, we were talking about cells not too long ago, but the power that is within us is phenomenal. And it says, if we duck and dodge it, because we don't know how to handle it, but it can be handled.
That's right.
And it
that's
can be controlled. But we have to take the responsibility of saying, if you think you were made in the image of a turtle, more power to you. That's not the point. The point is that each one of us is born with power. And when I used to talk to pre-kindergartners, when I used to talk to second graders, I would say to them, when you were born, you came here with everything you will ever need to be truly successful. You have it in you. Your job is to discover where it is and how to use it. And as you grow older, you'll discover better ways and you'll discover how to use that power. Because it's not to be played with and it's not to be manipulated.
That's wonderful. Now, see, a lot of people need to hear that, because a lot of people didn't get that growing up, which is why we're in this state of mindset for many, the Mental Health Awareness Month. That's what this is all about. You know, people are going to have, this is something that people need to hear. I guarantee you, if we got 10 people each and you and we had them listen to that little portion you just said, how many people heard that before from their parent? You see, because it's like these kids are raising themselves. It's like, you know, are these young mothers giving their kids this knowledge, or their grandparents? You see, I think that's what's missing in the world, is that we are not instilling greatness in our youngsters.
No, we don't make that connection. And as adults, we're the one responsible for making the connections for the children. You know, it's been said that a mother, a parent, is the first and most important teacher of a child or of children. And it's she carries you for 9 months. You're sharing heartbeats and all other kinds of things. And then you're born and she cares for you. She nurtures you. She babies you. She grows you. And she does it free of charge. Reminds me of an old Shirley Caesar song. Charge. I think that was the title of it. No charge. But parents do that. Mothers do that. And I say mothers because historically fathers have been the ones to go out into the world and earn a living. Although now the economy being as horrible as it is, it looks like both parents have to work a job or two apiece in order to make ends meet. so the kids get shortchanged.
Yes. Well, that's the thing, too, because some of these people are so angry that they're like, I didn't ask to be here. But the thing I say, you know, to some of those that say that is, but you're here.
Right.
So it's no mistake. So now you can be your best self. What is it that's in your brain? What is it that's in your mind? What is it that you feel like that you love to do? Because we can't use that excuse, I didn't ask to be here, but you're here. So
to throw out that challenge, it's what's needed. We let people get away. We let kids get away with too much. It's too easy for them to say, well, I can't do that. And so in our impatience and in our lack of time, we say, okay, I'll show you how to do it once. Or, okay, I'll do it myself. And so the teaching is lost. That's the missing link. Teaching is the missing link within a home because of absence of time. We talked about time management last week. And that is so crucial. It's crucial. Managing time is not difficult. What I've always said is, all I have is time. What else do I have beside time? All I have is time. So we have to learn how to use that time efficiently.
Right, because when you say all I have is time, then you take the time to reorganize and replan your day.
What?
And all those books. Well, it's going to take me 30 minutes to go through that book. I'll do it from 6 to 6:30 while I'm having dinner. Or it's going to take me time to do X, Y, Z. Give it a time. Give it a time.
Right.
And when you time, put it on the next day.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where the behavior comes in. That's where discipline comes in. You give it whatever it is you want to do, you give it a time. And it's a hard, that's it. And you, if you're not done, you put it on the next day or the next week. And then your time, then you'll get stuff accomplished. And you can start crossing stuff off. Because how long is it going to take you to read a magazine if you say, oh, I can read this magazine in 3 hours? Well, okay, are you going to do it all in one day? Or are you going to read it one day, 1 hour a day, the next day, and then the day after that? You're giving it a time. So that's how you get in order. That's how you get conditioned and your behavior changes because you're not overwhelmed.
And that's where self-talk comes in.
Right.
We talk to ourselves all the time, whether we're aware of it or not. But the brain never sleeps and we're always talking to ourselves. And we can talk ourselves into a positive state or we can talk ourselves down into a negative state.
Exactly.
The fact that we have power that we do not use.
Right. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you this. First off, I'm going to say this. My mom used to say, oh, don't worry, I'm going to do it myself. Because she said, if you want anything done right, do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would look at her and watch her do things the quote unquote right way. Because she said, oh, that wasn't done right. I'm just do it myself. So I'm watching her do it the right way. And 99.9% of the time, she was accurate. But I wanted to say this about the brain. You know, we have all these doctors. And do you know that the mind is the only thing the doctors cannot figure out?
We
understand the frontal lobe. We understand the oblongata, the medulla oblongata. We understand the certain parts of the brain, but the whole brain, man has not figured that out. That's why I say spiritual. That's why I say God, because only God knows that part of the brain that man cannot figure out. So if you take the time to regroup and change the mindset and get into time management, I'm a firm believer you'll get your answer through God. That's what I believe. Everybody may not believe that, but that's how it sustained me all this time.
Yeah, you know, they used to say it in different ways, but basically, change your thoughts and you change your world. Mm-hmm. Change the way you look at life when you wake up in the morning. I read a doctor who said that the first thing he does in the morning when he wakes up is to smile. And the next thing that he says, and it surprised me because he's a medical doctor, but he said the next thing that he says is, "Good morning, God."
Yes.
And you know, he could be in a different country and call God by a different name. But the fact of the matter is the gratitude that this doctor wakes up with. He wakes up smiling. Right. Now, you know, you can wake up and sit on the side of the bed and put your head in your hands and your elbows on your knees and try to figure out how you're going to make it through the day. Or you can wake up and say, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it."
It's a point. I agree. I had a client that would say that every morning when I was doing home health care. She lived to be 90 something years old, and she would say that every morning. But as far as people saying good morning, God is their God. It could be Allah, it can be Yahweh, it can be whoever you want
Jehovah,
it to be.
You call it
Jehovah Jireh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But
so if people
also is so important in the equation. How, when did we stop teaching our children to say thank you?
Right.
You rarely.
My mom would always say please and thank you and yes and no. Yes, please, but yes. That's because these kids have not been, I won't say nurtured, they're nurtured, but as they get into kindergarten or preschool, it seems like these mothers are expecting other people to teach their kids. You know, I took pride in raising my son and teaching him all the things that I knew and all the things my parents taught me. That was important to me. So to each his own, everybody's different, but I guarantee you we got to get back to basics in order for the world to heal. Those are behaviors are important.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to emphasize enough the importance of parents as teachers, as role models, as leaders. You know, we model all of those behaviors. If a kid sees a parent throwing up her hands every time there's a challenge and giving up, that's exactly what he's going to imitate.
Exactly. Well, that's for sure, for sure. And honey, listen, I'm a fighter. You can tell me something. Okay, I hear you, but guarantee you I'm going to keep figuring it out until I make it happen. And that's one thing, if people don't know anything about me, that's one thing they will see. Over the time that I've been on these social platforms, I reinvent. You can tell me it's not going to happen. Oh, I'm going to make it happen. That, so one way or another, that's what I'm gonna do. But you know what? I always like talking to you, Dr. D, because we can get on a tangent. We can just talk. But you people that are listening, why don't you do us a favor? Let us know in the comments what you think, what you'd like to talk about, and when you'd like to come on, because I'm waiting for some more people to come on and talk to us, Dr. D. What about you?
I am eagerly awaiting that. Yeah.
So we need people to come on these platforms Tuesday night on the Simply Jewel Atypical podcast, or meet us Saturday about 6 p.m. Mountain Time on Simply Jewel Cosmetics and Health Services on Facebook and Simply Jewel TV on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/ the @ Simply Jewel TV. Join us over there if you dare. Okay.
That's a challenge.
Let's get it on. Ella, we didn't even talk about Al Green. We were supposed to talk about Al Green tonight.
Well, he'll forgive us, but people can find love and happiness or anything by Al Green. I mean, he's blues, and I'm from Mississippi, so the blues are just a part of my bloodstream. He's phenomenal, but there are a whole bunch of blues singers. I grew up in Chicago, yes. And there, Muddy Waters, was from the South. I don't think it was Mississippi, but Muddy Waters had moved from the South to Chicago, and we used to try to sneak into the clubs to hear him sing. So I'm blue.
You know,
way back.
That's funny because my parents, we grew up listening to the old wax, the LPs, the 33s, yeah. The 40s. And so I know about them, but we'll have to talk about that, what music does to the health and wellness of our community and to our souls. That may be a good topic to talk about, but I, you know, in addition to, you know, other things, because we have a rich culture. If they just take the time to embrace some of that stuff, get back to basics, and then move forward in these times, appreciate
what President Obama did. They were dancing, he and the First Lady, to A Change Is Going to Come by Sam Cooke. Okay. I mean,
and I know that. Yeah. I have that on a lot of my platforms too. If you guys, I play that song. I usually will play music during a post, or especially for the Atypical podcast, there's usually some kind of music. So yes, a change is coming, and yet it's okay to implement things that we went back in time to bring us to this point. Okay. It's okay to get back to basics. It's okay to change our behavior. It's okay to understand, why do we say and do the things we do? Why is it that it can't be positive? Why can't we purge the negativity so that we can live in the now? We are living in the now moments. So I think it's important for people to go back and listen to music to bring them to the now moment, live in the present, but embrace and appreciate where we've been and where we're going now.
Why isn't it okay to simply say, I don't know? Why?
Right. And
we think,
find somebody that can.
Yeah, we think
it's supposed to be
everything. I don't know.
Right. And if you don't know, then you connect with people like moi that can help you to prioritize and figure it out. And then you can say, oh, ding, ding, ding. Because sometimes it takes a person to say something for a person to have an aha moment.
Yeah.
That's where I come in.
Yeah.
Cosmetology, nursing, and science. Listen, it doesn't get any better than that, people.
All right. But
all right,
it is important to acknowledge. I don't know, just as it's important to acknowledge what you do know. And neither one of them is mutually exclusive. And it's all part of being human.
That's right.
Let's get back
all part
to humanness. Let's get back. You call it basics. I call it being human. Being
okay.
Normal. Being okay.
And
okay, you're okay.
There you go. And that's part of the problem. We have different terminologies, but we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what people also can bring to the table. We may have different ways of saying it, but yet we're saying the same thing. If people take time to talk, if people take time to communicate, you'll find that we really are in agreement on different things.
I concur. Yeah, we are. And I do appreciate the time that we've had this day to talk about things that I think not only you and I feel are important, but that many others would agree with us about.
I agree. Okay, people, our time has come to an end. Thank you for listening. Please make sure you comment or find us on one of the platforms, simplyjewel.com, or you can go to the description. I'll put in my link tree. I want to thank you again, Dr. D, for coming on, keeping it positive. Yes. Anything you want to say on our way out?
Just that it is always a pleasure to talk with you because I learned so much and we never seem to have enough time to finish. So I'm a happy camper. Thank you.
I know we can pick up where we left off for this conversation on Saturday at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on my platform. And let's see who wants to come on. Feel free to grab the link on the YouTube channel. So we've got so much we can talk about, people. It's never ending. So peace and blessings, everyone. Until next we wrap. You are listening to Simply Jewel Atypical Podcast. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Blessings.